My name is Rose Tohi, and I am working at the City of Flagstaff as the Coordinator for Indigenous Initiatives.
And my name is Carmen Leda Chief. I serve as a Senior Program Coordinator for the Center for Health Equity Research at NAU.
Carmelita, for you personally, what is the importance of having an Indigenous Peoples Day?
The importance of Indigenous Peoples Day is definitely to pause and to celebrate the resilience and the contributions of our beautiful nations and our cultures. But most importantly, this day provides a platform for us to portray an accurate depiction of Indigenous histories and contemporary existence, which is also part of the healing process from centuries of oppression, violence, and trauma.
Rose, did you want to add anything?
Just to add to that is that I think this kind of virtual reality kind of thing has really helped in the fact that we can now connect people across the country to partake, and especially those who have been out of touch with their own cultural identities, it's a chance for them to reconnect.
Can you talk about how Indigenous knowledge can help with current challenges in our society? Carmelita, let's start with you.
So for me, how I look at Indigenous knowledge is that what is central to Indigenous knowledge systems is that there is a strong focus on relationships. We as humans don't hold a higher position than animals or plants or other life forms that we happen to share this earthly space with, but we work in concert with each other because we each have gifts of knowledge. I think when we talk about Indigenous knowledge in that way, when you apply it to trying to come up with solutions for a lot of the challenges like climate change or health inequities that Indigenous people are most vulnerable to, it is about trying to get others to understand that we have a responsibility to these relationships.
And I think that's something that people are I think, beginning to realize that there is some very ancient knowledge that can really potentially and most certainly help our societies today. Because too much of the time, people have been just taught to take from the earth and not give anything back. And I think this whole interdependency has been forgotten.
You both talked about Indigenous Peoples Day as an opportunity for healing. I'm curious, is there something that you think non-Native people should do on this day to further that goal of healing?
Maybe one thing to keep in mind is, first of all, not really relying on Native people to educate you, to tell you about these things. I think we have enough resources now in this digital and technological age that there are so many videos out there made by Native people. Even Native TikTok is out there, Native Twitter. All of these resources are out there. Don't solely rely on Indigenous people to inform and broaden your perspective, like person to person. Go out and do that research on your own.
I come from the spiritual side first. When I think about what kind of healing could come out of some of the activities and some of a day that's planned for that, I think about that. I hope that people will get up early and go do a prayer for a successful time together.
Rose Tohi and Carmelita Chief, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.